Here's Pastor Brad with Impact Today.
Acts chapter 2, the Bible reads, "And when the day of Pentecost would fully come, they were all in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the house where they were sitting." Verse 3 says, "And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, devout men out of every nation under heaven." And many of us know this story where the Holy Spirit was filling the disciples up in the upper room. Yes. You know, it's like a new, fresh commission.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
You know, in order for you to go on a new journey, to walk in the Spirit, you got to first be filled with the Spirit.
Yes.
So Jesus said, "Listen, you boys," because they wanted to go out, and I'm paraphrasing, they wanted to go out and do what they saw Jesus do. He said, "No, y'all wait, because I've only give you intellectual viewings. I've only give you enough mind knowledge. You need power. Go up. And after that power come back, then you can do what you know." Ain't that something where some of us get instructions first, but you're not equipped yet? Because God has to make you. He has to form in you. So though he call you somewhere, you just can't jump to it. We see here that they had to go up, and they were basically saying, Jesus was saying this, it's a new thing about to happen. A fresh commissioning now. The church will go to another level. Impact will go to another level. America will go to another level. Why? Because these 12 in the upper room, these 12 in the upper room, they are now going to be equipped to begin to move into another dimension. Why? Because they're filled with the Spirit. God never intended for us to be with the Spirit and not live out of the Spirit. The Spirit should be the way you live your life. See, the American gospel tells us you get the Spirit when things get happy. When things go good, then you are good. But Jesus was saying, "Listen, this power I'm giving you is not for church, it's for your life.
Yes.
It's for the neighbors, it's for everything. It's not for ministry, it's for your life."
That's right.
And when you begin to look at things like this, things begin to change. Are you with me?
Amen.
Let me, I wanted to start off giving you some things why people don't walk in the Spirit. People don't walk in the Spirit because I don't care what you say, how you say it. You're not going to live a life in the Spirit if you're not committed to it.
That's true.
I speak to some of y'all sometimes and you're in and out. And you think it's a growth thing. It's not a growth thing.
Yeah.
It's a commitment thing.
You
got to say, "I want to do this thing. I want to live for God." Sometimes I think y'all say, "You know, God, I'll give you my life. Yes, Lord, completely all yours. Yes." What, do you know what that means?
Yes.
That means that you dead.
Yeah.
That means if God tell us right now to get up and walk to Alaska, we'll do it. And some of y'all got the thing to say, "Well, you know, you got to use wisdom." But I'm coming to tell you now that guess what? He's going to be telling us to do stuff like that. Because the world is so backed up. We're so out of whack. And Christians are not able to make big moves. You know why? Because in our minds we think, "Well, you know, if God guides, he'll provide." Yeah, that's true. But when you mess up what God gave for you to provide with, you got to make some sacrifices.
Right.
If I give Keisha here $20 to go to Burger King for me, or $30, and she come back and had to get gas, but the money was for that, God has already provided.
That's right.
Man gets in the way. What could stop Keisha from going to Burger King and coming back? Subway, because I'm done with those burgers.
Yeah.
Subway, Kelvin. What's going to stop him? I just kidding about that, though. Y'all know. What's going to stop that? You know what'll stop that? What? When you sell, but these are the things that'll stop you from going in the spirit. Self-interest. Her self-interest is one way you'll never get in the spirit. You'll never live. You'll go in and out. Why? Because you got self-interest. She thinking about her. Well, I got 20. I could give it back. Never mind what it was meant to do. You'll never be able to live in the spirit like that. Another thing that'll happen, when her interests are mixed with God's interests, it's just as bad. And that's what makes you think it's God. Because it's got a little God in there. It can trick you. It's not pure. It's just got a little God in there. It reminds me of when I was in college and I told y'all it was pledging. Phi Beta Sigma, and I told them, no, I'm off the, because they ask us to do this stuff, you know, all this stuff with the just not good side. I said, man, y'all know I can't do that. I'm a Christian now. And you know, before when I stopped, they had two ministers to come and try to talk to me. Ministers pledge, Brad. Look, ministers, they pledge too. See, they'll mix it. Never mind my conviction. See, you can only get tricked with that mixture stuff when you're not like rock bottom solid. Don't give me half of the stuff. See, they weren't concerned about my conviction. When you go away with your conviction, you're going to always give heed to man's doctrine that mix God, spice Jesus on top. And say, that's Christianity. But you got to do more than that. You can't go strong. So if Keisha sit there and have her own interest, she ain't going to do it. If she mix her interest with God, it ain't going to happen. If she don't be committed, you'll never walk in the spirit. Another thing she got to have, this, it can stop her, a lack of desire. Some of you say you want it, it's true. But you just don't want it bad enough. You want it. And the reason why you can always fight with people, you know why? Because you feel like people threatening that little God in you. The problem is that that little God stays little. Like you don't want it bad. I ain't saying you ain't saved, but man, you weak. We got to rise. You got to stand. You know, if we're going to stand in the midst of opposition, you got to be strong. I'm telling y'all, the world is in a chaotic place right now. I'm only telling you this because you can't go up here and say you're a Christian. And if everybody like you and getting along with you, you're not doing nothing. When you're standing flat-footed with something, they ought to confuse stuff in the atmosphere. Why? I say, no, you can't just push that stuff on me. I'm not going to go. I'm going to stand for God. Yeah, I work here too, but y'all may have to come up with something new because there's a new sheriff in town. These atmospheres have to be changed. See, many of us don't know. You want to go where there's a blessing, but you sell your soul. You sell your destiny because you're not able to speak out. When you lose your conviction, when you lose that stuff inside of you, the devil can just silence you. You ever did something when people talk, you don't say nothing? Because you know they got your number? But even when you mess up, when you are free, you can talk. You can talk, say, well, you ain't got to accept me because the Lord is building this house anyhow. I know you saw me when I was all messed up and you took the pictures, but it really don't matter. Why? Because if you keep on watching me, see, there's something about people that know their God to say, just keep watching me. I know you saw me like this, but I'm going to rise again. Why? Because the God in me, you'll be so solid. People say, I remember when they was like that, but then I see them now, and this is the truth. But some of y'all, you want people to think you something when you ain't got nothing. Just change it. You want people to think that you got, you know, you got all this stuff together and God speaks to you and then all of this stuff. No, 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 no. Just tell it like it is. Just tell it. Yeah, I'm a work in progress. I'm a work in progress. But if you keep on, see, you can only talk like that because your conviction is free. When you got to play to people, that thing take energy. It take too much energy, too much strength. You know, you just giving all your energy to try to pretend, only to find out the people don't even want, they don't care anyhow. You're doing all this stuff and it don't really matter. Why? Just be real. Talk straight from the heart, your spirit. Say what it is. You know, I'm trying to grow so that people can start seeing. When you grow, they can mock you and say, well, Kelvin got an attitude today. But when the day comes, guess what? You want to help people? They start watching. They say, uh-oh, he's going up. He's going up. I can see him going up. And guess what? I can step on his stairs because I know he's real. But guess what? If you sit there and let people, you know, your desire and God telling you to do something, and you let all these things, you'll never be able to walk in the Spirit. Yeah. Some of you know about the Spirit, you just don't stay in it. Amen. Another reason why you ain't gonna never, or we people don't walk in the Spirit, let me say it like that. You're looking at the wrong thing. Amen. You got your eyes fixed on something. You know, all of us got a certain way that we like stuff. If I go to a football game or something, I like, you know, don't bother me. I just want to be focused on the game, look at it, no kids, whatever the kid. But you know, you can't do that all the time when it's not about you. And you got to be careful that your will don't mix with God's will. When you like to do it like this, you got to be careful, because some of us, we do that and you're saying, well, this is how it. No, that's how you like it. That's how you want it. But that's not what God is saying. What God, just like I can tell all of you here that God is saying, I need this church to take the seed inside of you that's been germinating and take it to America. He's not telling us to do anything else directly. He's saying, I need a world that will change what world changes. Everything else we do will be on the side. Everything else I do will be on the side. Yes, I can go fishing. Yes, I can have a business. Yes, I can do this. Yes, I can do this. But what is the primary thing God telling you to do? You can't over that. Yes, Leroy, I'm at Sam's. I'm doing this. And I've been here. I'm doing this. But I'm a man called of God. So God has got me in the backside now training me. You got to know that, or you'll be sitting there thinking, letting what you see talk to you. Some of you let people comments get to you. Good and bad. They can come on the job and they can say, Keisha, you've been here how long at First Federal? Ooh, girl, your work is impeccable. I don't know what we'll do like this. And you eating that. She coming home, she eating all that. She liked that. Oh, she'd come back and get up on the church and say, you know, I got a blessing. My supervisor came. Let me tell you something right here. The world system is the world system. You got to understand that no matter what the world is saying, you got to put it in its right perspective. You're not saying that's not God or God didn't you, but don't eat that. No, what I eat is the word that come from God. Not no man's approval. Why? Because it's a trap. Remember what they did to Jesus? Hosanna, Hosanna. The same people. Y'all, can I get a witness? The same people going to do that. When you empty your desk after that, those people are going to go on. And you got all this. No, God said, listen, I want you to, he reminded Paul, Jesus said, Paul was telling Timothy, I should say, he said, listen, don't get entangled with the affairs of this life because you will disqualify yourself. He didn't say, don't use it, don't deal with it, but don't get wrapped up in it. You want to know if you wrapped up in it? Every time something happened, you're worrying about this. Listen, I ain't the supervisor. That's why you get paid more money. Don't push this on me because I don't do that. I don't know if y'all seen that movie Cowboys. Remember them boys come off the plane? It was a few years ago. And you can see, some of y'all might have seen movies where something is blowing up and you walk and they go in slow motion. That's how it used to be when I was in the school system. That bell ring and I'm gone. Kids can start fighting, you keep walking. You're just gone. Why? Because you go in there. You get your heart in there only to find out the principal going to have you mixing there. They're not going to back you and all this stuff. You got to know when to get out. You can't get entangled with that stuff. Why? Because they'll entangle you and you'll be disqualified. Your journey won't go forth. You won't be strong. You won't hear well done. Because you're getting wrapped up. That's why I'm telling you, if you're going to walk in the Spirit, stop looking at your outsides. Everything, the kingdom of God is from within. It's going to come from within. Are y'all with me? So don't let people tell you that. Don't let stuff like that. And another thing I wrote down is you got to be free from the world. In other words, don't love the world. Some of us, we love the world too much. We still got our own mindset of what the church is supposed to. People still telling us how to run the church and what you can't do. And you think about it. They say you got to have what? Non-profit. Why the church can't profit? They already limited prophesying to us. Non-profit. So the church is non-profit. You don't profit nothing. And some of us, we buy into that. Why? Because we sit there and we love the world too much. We want to get on the TV. We want people to see us. If you sing, you want a record deal. We just follow them. We follow everybody in the world. We want everything they got, not knowing what comes with the territory. God is looking for a company of people that will come out. Come out means come out. Separate ourselves, consecrate ourselves so that we can take this message across the world so that you can build inside of you what Christ is doing. God is not building buildings. He's not building jobs. He's building people. He's building people. He's changing the lives of people. He wants people in Mississippi, Oklahoma, China to be changed. What can you do if you get caught up? Your hands are short. And God can't do nothing. Are y'all with me? So again, I want you to take these things. I wrote down four things. And maybe I'll give you a fifth one of how you're going to walk in the Spirit. We know in Acts chapter 2 where it says, you know, go up, you receive power to come down. They had a fresh mandate. The church was working a certain way then, but the disciples wanted to go out. He said, no, wait, boys. You got to go up because you can't do this with what you think. You can't do it like that. You got to go receive the power to do what I'm telling you. That's how you know right now. Your intellect cannot take you where God want to take you. You need the Spirit to come in. You can't do it. And the Spirit is just not happy and preaching in tongues and doing that. The Spirit is a life. The Spirit is the life of God. It's the life. It's not the church. It's not a song. It's the life of God. It's like wherever you go, God is with you. Yeah. And as you begin to build, guess what? You become environment changes. Yes. Yes. Instead of your environment talking to you. Yes. You know how confusing it is for us to be going to the world to tell them how to do things in the kingdom, but we're giving them manuals that belong to them. You can only prosper in the world system because most of us don't know how to work it, how to go in and don't put your heart in it. Right. Be good at your skill. The Bible says, you know, it'll give you favor, but you got to know, listen, I'm not indebted to you. I'm not indebted to no man. If God say move, you know, people respect that about you. They're not going to, you go up in there and you, yeah, well, you can count on me and I stay late. Well, why am I staying late? You don't get no, some of you think like that. You got kids and you think you can do all this stuff for your children and you think that you're going to get kudos. No, what you're going to do is shorten your life 15 years. What you're going to do is go ahead and grab that diabetes. You're going to get something. Why? Because you're straining yourself unnecessary because your mind tell you, if I do this. See, when you don't have the spirit dimension, it always causes you to lose a lot of time. Being in the spirit saves you time and effort and energy. Natural things. Why? Because that's what God had intended for us, to live on this world. Not to just be natural people. Paul said, you just speak as mere men. I've been preaching to you. That's what he was telling them. But you sound as mere men. Like you're just natural. You're just eating and going to the family reunion and coming home and taking the kids to get school shoes. That's just mere people. You just sound natural. You take on the issues of life and you go through, and that's all you do. That's just natural people. You don't have to be a Christian to do that. But it takes more when you take that spirit life and you start living in it. It'll cause things to happen for you in your life. Are y'all with me? Let me tell you what'll happen when you begin to walk in the spirit. Number one. The Holy Spirit will speak his word to create a stirring in your spirit. Come on. The Holy Spirit will speak into your heart and cause stirring to happen. Yeah. This is the beginning.
Yeah.
When you wake up in the morning, there's a stirring.
Yeah.
You start stirring yourself. The Holy Spirit does that. Whether you're praying in tongues, whether you're just worshiping, there's a stirring in your spirit. What does that do? That loosens things up inside. It loosens it. It stop letting, because sometimes, have you ever been somewhere in the world just get on you? You ain't got to do nothing. It just get on you. You get lazy. You get tired. You do all that. See, that's why that's stirring. Why? Your strength. All of my help come from God. So inside, the joy of the Lord, all that is in there. You got to stir that thing. See, when the spirit life is there, you got to know that your help is from within. Before you start going to get counsel, leave my cell phone number alone and begin to stir yourself. Don't call people. Say, God, I'm going to call you first, because you'll tell me who to call. Stir yourself. That's what the Holy Spirit will do when the spirit life is activated in your life. You'll stop looking to man. You won't even go to your sister, your brother first. You won't even do that first. You'll say, God, who can handle this? So you stir yourself. Before you know it, you might not even need no help. Because God has a way of showing you, this ain't going to change, sweetie. I've got you going through this. I know it don't look like it. Look like these doors are closing and they open for sister so-and-so. But you, it's in all, because I'm taking you on a different route. See, that'll save you some time. And you don't have to be all carnal comparing. Why I ain't got this? Why I ain't got this? The God will tell you, say, because you ain't going where she going. I've got to do something different inside of you. Stop looking at him. Why? You on a different page. But if you all carnal and natural, where my prayer buddy at?
Thank you, God.
I need a prayer buddy. I need somebody to break open with me. You ain't need nobody to pray. Pray yourself out of this stuff. You got to get down inside and stir it. That's what the spirit will do. It'll start shaking things around in you to say, you know what? I'm in this world, but not of this world. It may not look right, but there's a God. See, the stirring will begin to loosen what God is already teaching you.
Yeah.
I remember telling y'all before, you can't stir. Stirring don't make more, but it stirs what you got.
This is it.
You can't make more by stirring, but it gets it. In order for you to build anything, you got to stir what you got first. You're going to pour some more paint, you got to stir the one you got, then add. But you just don't put it on top. The Holy Spirit, the spirit life, that's one of the first things it'll do. It'll cause a stirring in you. Mm-hmm. Some of you know why you can't face no opposition? Because there ain't no stirring. As soon as you come to opposition, you think carnal, natural. You can't figure out issues like that all the time. Sometimes you got to know, even if you can get out of it in the natural, you got to see what God want to do.
Yeah.
Because you ain't going to be worth nothing until you can walk through the valley. You got to know the shadow of death is right there. You still got to walk. You still got to go. It's no fair if God got to take you everywhere. He's looking for Christians to say, you know what? You offered me $1 million, but I'm not moved by that God of money. You can give me all what you want because I'm not moved by that. I'm fixed. My head is fixed. I'm going to finish strong. See, a lot of us have given ourselves over to the gods of this world. Even though Jesus, when he was filled, when God filled him, when John the Baptist lifted him up, what the Bible say? He was led into the wilderness. Leroy, you know why he was led? He was led into the wilderness because you know and I know he had to fight the gods of this world. He had to fight the champ. The champ who was taking over everybody else. You can win the battle, but you got to fight the war. And some of you don't want to do that. You want to be a little Christian and stay quiet and stay Jerry. You know, Jerry Springer going on in the church and you stay on this side. Say, I ain't that bad. I ain't that bad. Instead of saying, you know what? If I'm really a Christian, I'll bring them out of Jerry Springer. I'll take them where I'm going. I'll build them. Why? Because the God in me will begin to stir. It will begin to build. It will begin to strengthen you. And the people around you will begin to take part. But if you just sit there and be just a natural Christian, I can't tell you how many times we try to fix natural, especially when it comes to money. Everything is natural. You got to know when to use common sense and when to believe God. Because God can take you there. He can push that. You can't let money stop you. Years ago, I never let money stop me. They can't stop it. We don't have money. We keep going. You don't stop. You don't stop. Money don't stop you. Why? Because God is training you. You can't have masses of people and influence without something inside of you. Some of you got to subconsciously stop thinking that everything got to be good. Paul didn't have it good. Talk to Naomi when you get to heaven. None of them didn't have it good. There were times that their outside didn't look like what was inside. But they had to keep nurturing what was inside. They had to keep their mind fixed. But we here in the 20th century and we're sitting there thinking, God, bless me with a car, a house, a church, all this is natural stuff. No, they were taking the message. Not getting boggled down. Some of you know how to talk good. But you go back to the same world system. Your thinking patterns are the same. I know God said this, but. It ain't no but. If it's God, let's go. You've been hearing it for years. If it's God, you know, you're just like, come on, why? The reason why it's very hard to move some of y'all out, because you don't know how to stir your spirit. Everything, you know, you start talking in the intellect. Well, Pastor, how am I going to do this? Anytime you say how, you need more stirring. How? Because God. All you got to know is God said it. That's it. If God said it, if you confirm that in your heart, you got to start moving. You move toward what God is saying. Then he speaks as you walk. He don't kill your fear before you move. No, you got to starve your fear and feed your faith. That's what you got to do. God ain't going to do that. You got. That's why you go home and you got 24 hours. You got 48 hours. You better say, nine of this, I'm starving my fear. Let me turn American Idol off and get more spiritual. Because if I can get more spiritual, I can hear more from the Spirit. Instead of me having to always redo and change and alter, no. If God speak it, I can do it. You got to believe that. That's the kind of people God is looking for now. He ain't looking for these baby Christians now. You hear the word. You got the word. And you can't do nothing. You going home and still holding hands with your children praying. You got to tell these kids, hey, look here. The day is going to come. Daddy may not be here, but you got to stand strong with God. Don't forget about God. Lean on God. You got to be strong. You got to say, hey, the day will come when you're going to rise up and God's going to use you. You're going to be stronger in the spirit. You got to teach them that. You got to tell them that. You don't just talk natural. People do that because in their heart it's not stirred. That's why when you go to church and the church is dead, they talk all this intellectual stuff, but nothing in your spirit. When something go in your spirit, you got to scream, yeah. You say, man, that's something there now, yeah. You know, I remember the first time Maxine was here. It might have been the second or third time. And she was real quiet. And I was walking. I don't know if you remember this. But I remember preaching something. And boy, I said something and it hit a nerve on her. Oh, quiet Maxine. Yeah! She wasn't married then. But I said, oh, yeah, that's how the word will do you. Even the quiet people, she couldn't hold it because she knew that was the word. That thing plucked you inside. It'll stir you. I know you're quiet and you don't say about two words, but when Jeremiah said it was like fire, that thing stopped burning inside. You start stirring yourself. Why? Because this is why we're living. See, this is why, Rosario, we're here, because we're going to change the world. That same God that's inside of us that raised Jesus from the dead, he's here now in us. And this is what he wants us to do, to take to America, to the nations of the world. Are y'all with me tonight? Can I give you another one? If you're going to walk in the spirit, you got to turn loose the spirit of creativity in your life. Because your spirit will create stuff that maybe the world haven't seen yet. You got to turn it loose. You can't let people hold you back. You can't let because nobody ever did it before. You can't do that. Because the spirit will say things of the future. It knows everything. And you have to turn that spirit loose. What are the possibility thinking that you can have? What if? See, some of us, we don't think what if because our mind tells us we can't do that. I'm just here. I'm just trying to make it in. I'm just trying to get these kids like this. I don't know what to do. I'll get to it later. But creativity thinking will cause your spirit to be illuminated. You got children and stuff. Don't let your children stop you. That doesn't mean you neglect them, but find ways. You got to get creative. You just don't stop and say, well, you know, the kids got to be home. So how am I going to do it? No, you just find a way. You put them in that nursery so they can sleep there. They don't know when they get in the car. And they sleep and you pick them up. They don't know the difference. But you got to get creative. I see some of y'all shut everything down. Some of you are so bold. The devil got your head so bad that when somebody even suggests something, you shut it down. I mean, I'm talking to some of y'all, I'll say, well, why don't you try this? Now, I'm telling you this. Yeah. Well, it don't work like that. Okay, well, it don't. I mean, you don't even try with people like that. You coming to ask me something, I'm telling you to try something, then you know. That means you want something to fit your way. Because why? You haven't turned loose the creativity. Things can change. You don't always have to watch a movie at nighttime. I've seen Elijah in the morning time watch movies. 8 o'clock, I've seen him. With the little DVD player, long time ago, 8 o'clock in the morning, he turning on something. Why you think you got to do it? Why? Because your mind is not creative. Always remember that God is God. And the earth has to respond to him. Yes. See yourself like that. Yes. You know, I told y'all the stories when I got to Africa. And I was appalled in the natural, but my spirit was like, this is it. This is it. 200 something pastors, they listening. Come on. And I'm going off strong. My natural eye, like, what? You going to see the president? You speaking to the president? You speaking to the mayor? That was kind of like awe in the natural. But my spirit was like, send me, I'll go. Because we got to change Africa. We got to change. Why? Because you know you're carrying the seed. So there's a natural awe of it. But if you don't get creative, God won't use you. Because people will present stuff to you and you'll be just like the fishermen. We toiled all night. But we don't have the wisdom to say, Lord, but that's your word. And let me tell you something. I prophesy to some of y'all that some of the things that you're going to come into ain't going to be too new. But God going to tell you, just throw the net one more time. You've been already doing the thing right, but God ain't been working on whether it's something new. You just got to keep doing it because he's trying to get something in you. But at God's word this time, just throw the net out and say, God, I'll do it at your word. I'm not doing it because I'm supposed to. I'll do it because you want me to do it, and I love you so much. See, why you think God was trying to give you something new, he's trying to work on your heart. He want people to say, you know what? I'm not doing it to help nobody. I'm doing it because I love you, Lord God. You first. When you start thinking like that, you love him with all your heart, your mind, your soul. People that can take a hit and say, God, I'll do it for you though. I'll take it for you. Why? Because I believe in you. Are y'all with me tonight? So turn loose creative thinking, possibility thinking. What are the possibilities? What are the possibilities in your life? Some of you, when it comes to your spouse, you know, it could get weary because women tend to have security and things like that. But you got to talk about it. Yeah. You know, it's what I call calculated risk. Because if you think I'm going to sit here and not take no risk, you might as well leave now. Yeah. Yeah. You do that before you get married. Now, don't tell her that once you're already here. So that's you and Anthony Jane. Who else? Carly, y'all remember that? Casual, that's what you can't do that once you're already there now. Got to work on it. But when you, before, you know, it's my job to show this woman, guess what? This is what I'm going to be doing. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you want to get with it? If you can't get in the fire, then you need to wait. You need, because this is what I'm doing. Ask for me and my house. Didn't say our house, because you got to see my house. Yeah. The man has to see his house. What are you doing? And again, that doesn't mean you neglect the basic needs of a house. But you got to tend to them. But you can't, I remember Pastor Gould telling her, now hold on now. You can't expect a school teacher to have all this money. He don't make about 20-something thousand now. You can't spend all this. You got to remember now, look who you married. It's not an engineer. See, that stopped the pressure. Yeah. Coming home, ain't no diapers. Well, I ain't got but 25. Don't have no kids now. Something. It's called calculated risk. Yeah. It's common sense. That's right. Now listen, we're going to go out. We're going to do nice things. But it won't be as much as the Joneses. Because they both work engineer jobs. They're bringing in $100,000. We're bringing in $50,000, $20,000. So let's make a realistic thing, because I don't want to come home and something happened that's catastrophic and you start looking at me like everything. No, I'm going to God. Give me your hand, girl. We got two can put how many to flight? I need you. That's why I need you. I don't need you to sit on the couch and say, you know, I don't know why you did this and I should have done this. I'd be like, good Lord. They used to have a song, pouring water on a drowning man. Job wife. You don't need that, because most of you already know when you failed. You already know that. Nobody goes out and intentionally fails. But you got to be able to boost it up. Why? Because you turn loose creativity. Change it. Okay, baby. You always remember that. Talk good in those times. A brother is made for adversity. Nobody want everybody to throw on them when everything go bad and everybody just going. You don't bail out. You say, oh, no, you're going to rise again. I'm talking about people who really want to do ministry. If you want to do ministry, let me tell you how you do it. You got to look for people who don't got nothing and can't do nothing. And you got to see the good in them. Nobody wakes up and say, I'm going to smoke crack today. They don't just say, let me go on drugs for the next 15 years. They're stuck. There's not enough spiritual strength. And you can't make them do nothing. But when the God of you come on the scene, you can free those people of spirit. Say, come on, come on, you can come with me and give them that choice. But you can't do that if you don't get creative. You're just sitting there, well, how are we going to do it? I'll tell you how we're going to do it. Because we know Jesus raised Lazarus from the grave. We know that Moses departed the Red Sea. I tell you how we're going to do. We know that that boy with that little bag of lunch, God was able to feed thousands of people. I tell you how, because why? We serve a miracle God. Our God is a miracle worker. That same God that did that back then, when they took it, he'll do it right now. That same thing, that's why you got to stir your spirit. You ain't just no natural person. You ain't just no carnal, just talking. No, there's a God on your side. That's how you got to think. Now bring that down in your children and in your marriage. How you can let them start telling you, oh, well, I don't know how. Well, I'll tell you how we going to make it. Because God is a miracle worker. And it's my Father. He's going to give me the best. Not just, oh, I hope I get it. No, he's my Father. Are y'all with me? God is always limited to people who don't think creative. Churches that lock in, tomorrow morning they'll get up, have suits on, and it's all this. That creativity is gone. If you tell them that there's people on the internet or people can do this, people can connect here, they won't do it. Why? Because they're not creative. The old patterns have not been changed. It's very deadly when people come in contact. This is why the church universal don't grow with a lot of people, because God touches these people's life and they go to a dead church. Yes. With a man only talking about tithing and all this ritual, but you're not giving people life. Yes. People don't want to hear the Bible. They want to hear life. Yes. They want to see life. Yes. The word is no good if it don't carry the life of God. Yes. You can read from Peter, Paul, and all this stuff all you want when we go, but you got to be carrying the life of God. The word itself is nothing but the life. People need to see life. They need to know. How would they know your life? Because you're leaning on that life yourself. The God in you causes you to see stuff, and all this shaking that is happening, but you're staying steady. You're staying focused. You're staying growing in God. But if you don't get creative, God will be limited. Yeah. Creative thinking. Remember when Jesus spit on the man's eye?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see, those are things that is weird. Go dip yourself 7 times. Why are you telling who is that Nehemiah to walk around 7 times? Yeah. Joshua? Jericho wall?
Yeah.
Why? Why 7? Why are you playing games? Just do it, Lord. Because he's creative.
Yeah.
Sometimes God will tell us to do things and we don't know why.
Yeah.
You don't know why, but you got to listen. That's why you got to trust and obey. There is no other way. You got to obey God. If he said do this, then just do it. Take him at his word. See, he needs some people that will just listen to his word. Don't mix it with all this. This is why we in this problem now, where the government and all this is running everything. Why? Because the church don't take him at his word. We got to know that he's God and put him at his word. Some of us don't even put him at his word in our personal life. How can we take this out to him? Test him. Try him. Nobody's staying up in here and ain't nothing going on with their life. And we want people, oh, we having this and we have. Man, I've seen your life. Anything you do, I don't want. Because you ain't got no life. You talk a lot. You talk about God, but you don't have no grace, no life inside. And if the world see that, they're not going to come with us. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
Let me give you this third thing. If you're going to walk in the spirit, you got to use your mind to develop your spirit. So when God's speaking in your spirit, take your mind. So stop letting your mind, your unrenewed mind, tell your spirit. And let your spirit renew your mind. See, that's the biggest problem we got. Because God is saying, just like right now, if God say, I want y'all to go and take America. What's the problem? For most of you, I told y'all last year, take 3 years to get free financially. I tell you, take 3 years. But your mind, you'll go right back home. But your mind tell you need something that you don't need. I can show you where most of you make enough money, but it's going all in the wrong places. You'll justify it, but everything you justify it with is about you. justified. Some of you, you could put them in a house with no mortgage, no nothing, and you still ain't got no money. You still ain't got it. So it's like you put them over here and the bills just get eat up. So that ain't the problem with God, it's your mind. You got to go here. You got to eat here. You got to see. That's your mind. You take that little $40. You take that $20. You take that and you keep putting it aside and you'll be there.
Yeah, that's Amen. It. That's it.
Amen. But most of us won't do that.
Amen.
Why? Because your mind tells you. Your mind tell you something else. Your mind tell you, oh no, God's going to bless me. God's going to, no, you got to develop your mind, your spirit and your mind together. Say, you know what? God spoke this. Let me go to the word to feed my mind. What God just said. Because you'll never grow into what God wants you to grow into if you never change your mind. That's why we preach to people, we have revival, and then after the meeting is over, people go back to their own thinking. So you can inspire them, but that's not going to change lives. Inspiration is an act of the spirit, but your mind is an act of your will. You got to want this bad enough. You got to want God so much that you want to be his walking glory, that you change your mind. See, some of you think it's work, but you got to want to do it. When people point stuff out to you, oh, thank you. Not, oh, I didn't like that. No, you push back because you don't want to change. I don't know about you. If you're looking for something and somebody tell you something, you grab and say, oh, I can use that. Where I'm going, thank you. Thank you. See, y'all got the wrong mindset. It's always, oh, I thought. How can you think something and you ain't never been there before? Because your mind tells you that.
Yeah.
Old wineskin, new wine, and you trying to pour.
Amen.
This is a new day. You're going to the upper room, disciples. When you come back down, don't come back telling me you're going to be endowed with what I want you to be endowed with, and you'll do what God wants you to do.
Amen.
That's what Jesus was telling them. Go up and get what you need, but get rid of what you think. How you see the world. Because if you could do it with how you see it, you don't need that power. You don't need to go up there. You don't need no ministry gift. You don't need a pastor.
That's right.
You don't need brothers and sisters to go along if you could just do it on yourself. But God puts these things to help you so that we can mature.
That's right.
But some of you are so lazy mentally. You don't try to find. I told you the other week, true repentance is when in your spirit you got a conviction. In your mind, you got to go find out where you messed up. And in your body, you do everything to change it. Until those three things show up, you ain't changing. You can do two, but not three, and it won't work. You can be inspired and not do one, it won't work. You got to have the conviction in your spirit. Mentally, you, nobody else. Because this is where we mess up. When you try to tell people where they go wrong too much.
Yeah.
When you're lazy mentally, you don't figure it out yourself. Your conviction will lead you to where your action was wrong. But you got to want it. That determines on you. And when you want it, you take your body and change everything. That's what makes you say, Lord, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy. Because the conviction, then you know where it went at. But when those three things don't show up, you're going to be around there again. You have to make sure you take your mind, develop your spirit. You got to do that because some of us, we've been saved a long time, but we think natural too much. I never see so many people when we get in a hard spot. That's the time you look.
Amen.
Hey, man, I want to see God come through. But God don't have to come through the way you think.
Thank you.
Coming through don't mean that everything work out for you.
Yeah.
No, you just got to work out of there.
Yeah.
When you go through the fire, God said, I'll keep you.
Yeah.
He didn't say the stuff in your unrenewed mind. He'll keep you. He'll keep you through the fire. So, Jane, every time we see it like that, we got to realize that's how I'm going to look at it. I'm going to say, you know what? My mind going to be renewed. How am I going to see it? We're going to go across America. How am I going to see it? Change it. In the natural, I don't know how naturally, but you keep developing and nurturing what's inside of you. Nurture that. That's why you got hours during the day. Some of us, we get so entangled with the affairs of this life till it's ridiculous. And you think that that's spiritual growth because you just handle natural business. You have to have systems in place that will help you. Nobody does it perfect, but you keep working at it. But God wants us to major in the major things. What is that? Pursuing God. Reaching out to God, digging into God, allowing God to develop your mind. You know, when it becomes a part of your mind, it becomes second nature.
Yes.
See, some of you do things because you're told. Then some of you can do things because it's a part of you. When you can forgive people and not have to talk. When you can get offended. And before you even acknowledge, you do like 90 offense. Before you even say, golly, you've been offending me a long time. You don't even say nothing. See, some of you can't do that. You got to have a conference to tell people. Not even knowing when you tell them that, what is that going to do? You know they can't. They, you know, just let it ride. I need somebody strong. Just take it. Why? Because you can't. You can't grow while your mind tell you. I got to go. And then you go back and forth. If you live in the spirit, this is how you live.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times you offend me. It's not worth that. But don't think you haven't.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything. But some of you don't think like that. You think, well, you know, if I got to sit down because we got to be together as brothers. You come up with all these logical stuff and say, just forgive. Just forgive somebody. They messed up. They did something that you wouldn't normally do. But forgive them. It's hard. Why? Because when you go in and out of the spirit, let me tell you something. You cannot do God acts in the flesh. You just can't do it. It's too powerful. You can't be in the flesh and do God acts. You can only do man acts. That's why you have to live in the spirit, because you don't know when something will catch you. That thing hit you at the wrong time. Man, I've been in the spirit 80% of the day. But on the 20%, that's how the enemy, because he's strategizing too. He'll wait. So you got to make sure that you don't think like that. You renew your mind. That's why you got to get this Bible out. Study the word. Show yourself approved. You don't need Bible study to do that. Do that yourself. I don't want to be doing that all day, reading your Bible. Get your own Bible. Get your own words. You don't need me for that.
That's right.
Study yourself. Some of you sitting here right now, when all week and ain't read the Bible.
My God.
You ain't pick it up one time. How you gonna say you're a Christian? Because you listen to 106.3? Or his radio? That don't work like that. And what am I saying? It's not to expose nobody, but it's to say, what's taking our attention? We watch TV. Every morning, I come to the office and I look at Yahoo Sports, ESPN. I keep up with it every morning. But I have to do the same thing with my word. I don't not give God his and then go and watch sports, because I do that every day. Almost as much as I read the Bible, I'm looking at that sports. In other words, I go to my computer and I look at Yahoo to see what's going on. Every morning, I do that. So why would I give Yahoo and the NCAA football and Michael Vick, give them more attention than God? I got to make sure I give God what's his. It didn't say don't do away with the stuff, but you got to do what's God. But some of us sitting here right now, whenever you don't make your path to God in the spirit and live in it, The devil will always have a distraction. What'd he do first? Get you from your connection. You ain't reading the word. You ain't connecting accurately to me, to your brothers and sisters. Man, you distance then. He can get you then, because what? The only message you can go to is the blessing. That's it. Get you a blessing and sit on the corner. Get you a ministry. That's it. There's no more corporate movement. There's no more love flowing. You know what the Bible said? They'll know us not by how we prophesy. They'll know us not by how many ministers in the church. They'll know us by how we love one another. The very thing the church is so easy to get out of. They'll know us by how we love one. They won't know us just because we prophesy and you went to Africa and feed the poor and all this stuff, then built the well and everything. They won't know you by that. They'll know you by how you love one another. Because the mark of God is love. Y'all know in John, I believe it said God is love. He is love. That's the love I'm trying to tell you right now, Eric, that even when people do wrong to you, you can forgive them in 2 seconds. The love to say, you know what? It don't matter what you do to me, because I'm going to love the hell out of you anyway. That's the kind of love. See, that's the love the world did not give to us. You can't do that in the sense realm, in the natural. No, that's how you know who's with God. If you're sitting there with God, you know you can take some stuff. Why? Because love covers sin. Love will cover people. Even when they were yet sinners, the Bible said God loved us. You want to know a strong church? They can take all the money and give it to the city because they love the city. Love will have a way to bring everything back. You don't have to come to our church because we're going to be the church. This same love is how you know. I want y'all to remember that. Yeah. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Let me give you this last one here. Yeah. If you're going to walk in the Spirit, you got to have the courage to act in the Spirit. Because sometimes, man, you can go certain places, Tika, and it's tough. Yeah. You already know the people going to hit you off the back. So you got to have courage. You got to be controversial but loving.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes if they give you love too quick, them the ones that'll get you. They got to see you solid. See, sometimes, Kay, if they come on the job and they're loving you and embracing you too quick, you got to be careful of them one. Because they don't have no stand. They don't even know who you are. And they jump in the gun. They just going at it. You don't know who they are. But you can be so desperate to know people and all that. No, say, listen, don't get too comfortable with me. Because I'm here on this job today, but I'm here for an assignment. And the very same people you can be looking at, they're going to be coming against you in a little bit. So you better stop falling in love with people. And they thought it would be nice. And all that. No, I want to tell you what's nice. I'm going to path my own way. I'm not going to let people tell me, because guess what? In the last day, things are going to happen in the world. And see, when that's shaking and starts, see, the first will be last. And the last will be first. The shaking and will shake people. And if you're sitting there looking and building your future and what people are saying about you, it's going to shake. You got to know what God is saying. What is God saying? What is he speaking? What is he telling you to do? And this is how things will begin to rise. Are you with me? You got to have courage to act. Courage to act. You got to be courageous. Amen. You know, I told y'all when I was talking to Dr. David, I called him, when they started hitting us up on YouTube with the thing about Zachary Timms, and I called him, you know, just giving him a report. I said, well, this is what happened. He said, oh, Brad, that ain't no problem. Those are probably just his people. Keep preaching strong.
That's it.
Keep going. Courage. Don't stop.
Yes.
See, some of us, when we feel pressure, we don't know what to do.
Amen.
But pressure is what make you.
Yes.
You can't run. If you want to grow, now let me talk to some Christians now. Not chocolate Christians who want to melt in this summertime. If you want to be something in the ranks, you got to face the giants of the land.
Yes.
You can't just be normal and be on the choir and love and submit and that's it and do all the protocol of the church. You got to face the giants. You got to be attacked and you got to have courage. God told Moses or Joshua, be courageous. Have courage. Because even though you know what to do, you got to have courage to do it. And I told y'all before, my definition of courage is doing what you got to do even though you're scared. Even though you're scared, you still do it. Muster up enough to do it. To go in it and say, no, we got to do this. We got to push this one through. Why? Because God is with me. If you're going to walk in the spirit, you got to be strong and be courageous. Because, man, the people of faith, that's what Paul said. My face had to be like flint. I couldn't turn around because, man, I tell you, people can just, faces could mess you up. Some of y'all faces could just, you know, with Pastor, you're looking all kind of weird. You don't look at faces. When I worship, I close my eyes. I can't look at you because some of y'all be, hallelujah. This is God. We love God. We don't just sit back because you got a problem. See, some of you come in with problems and you bring them in. When you get familiar, your problems come in and you leave with them. No longer is the church a place you come and let God free you. You come in and you take your problems because they're dominant. You're supposed to come in and say, this is it. I'm coming to bring this to God. This is it. I'm not leaving here the same way. I don't care what they, that's why we're meeting. Other than that, you can stay home. Watch it on the internet. Because that's why we're coming together. So God can shift us. I don't know about you, but I want to be changed. I want to be a better husband, father, pastor. That's why you got to get when we come together. Don't forsake the assembly. Why? Because when we get together, our synergy in the spirit world can cause things to happen. The anointing begin to come stronger. Why? Because we're all coming out of our culture into the kingdom culture. Now God is residing. He's not only visiting, but he's abiding. But that can't happen if you bring your own agenda. You scared. Some of you afraid to leave the burdens. Because in your mind you think you can't do it like that. Because guess what? You come here too many times and left the same way. But you left the same way because that's how you think. You can't be touched from God and not be this and be the same. That's because your mind tell you that. That's why some of you can get sickness in your body. Well, I ain't going to church tonight. Well, I would go to church. I didn't say anything major that can be contagious, but when you feel better, you don't just stay home because you're sick. Good Lord, where's the church at? You come the healer. Do you believe that? Or you just coming for Bible study? But when you believe the presence of God, you do like that lady with the issue of blood. I got to go. I need a healing. I got to position myself. Y'all can see when you start acting like that, I promise I double dare some of y'all to start doing it. The moment you get at that door, I could be sitting in the office and I can feel it. You start pulling it. The Holy Spirit say, you know what? There's a demand down there. So I'm going to come fill it. Where, how filled or empty is your cup is what you'll get. You coming in, all you want is a study, that's all you're going to get. But if you can discipline yourself to come in and say, God about to do something in here tonight. Something's about to move. I'm telling you, can you imagine us doing that week after week? Can you imagine us doing that at the crusade tomorrow? When we line up and Calvin, y'all stop praying with everybody before we go and say, well, we expecting God. That's what you do Saturday night. You say, Max, get you, come on over here. Let's pray in the spirit because we're expecting something. Whoever come this time, they're going to be touched. Something is going to happen. And you start prophesying every week. Your momentum will get higher. And you'll get higher before you know it. Church will be outside. Give me a word. Give me a word. Let me get a word. When you going to grow up? Because I need people that's going to be strong. I don't want to pastor weak people. Go to Creflo or somebody that's just going to baby. I want strong people. I want people that can go forth and say, God is going to do it and you're going to follow through. Bill, that don't mean you're perfect, but let your spirit be strong. Are you with me? Can I give you the last and fifth one? The last and fifth one is that if you're going to walk in the spirit, you got to be a person that worship. And tonight during worship, as we worship God, I'm telling you something is going to break out inside of you. Something is going to loose inside of you. Some of you have been struggling. You've been pushing back. You've been saying, God, I want to hold. Your heart is right. But something hadn't been getting to you. And like God wants you. But tonight in worship, something is going to break in your spirit. You're going to push forward. You're going to release God. You're going to see God begin to do things in your life. And you're going to align yourself. Some of you, for the first time, this kind of worship is going to break you through. So when we stand to our feet, I don't want you sitting down and just saying, well, this is just a normal. I want you to expect God to do something. I want you to talk to God as we begin to release our praise, as we begin to thank Him, because in His presence, there's fullness of joy. In His presence. Come on, let's stand to our feet. Just begin to worship Him. Oh, Father, we thank You, Lord God. Father, we thank You. We worship You. As we walk You, come on, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. Come on, just begin to worship. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. Come on, just talk to God. Worship Him. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Father, we worship You in spirit and in truth. We give You glory, for there is none like You. There is none compared to You, Lord God. Free us on tonight. Deliver us. Set us free on tonight, Lord God. We don't want to be bound. We want to be free to go after You, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Set us free. That's it, church. Just begin to worship. Come on, continue to worship. God is listening. Let your heart cry out to the Almighty God. Come on, just cry out to Him. You're free tonight. Get free tonight. Praise your way out. You're no longer bound. Free yourself. Free yourself. The Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, this is Pastor Brad McCleary Sr. Listen, I know that the Word of God is feeding your spirit to allow you to build even more. Listen, you can go to our website at impactchurchusa.org and begin to feed your spirit even more. I need you to get these CDs into the hands of people that are hungry to hear what God is saying, no matter where they may be, because I believe that God is beginning to transform a generation that will go from glory to glory.